The fixed implementation time was a huge portion of that. As far as, or the cost, what was it, the pricing of the, get, correct me on that, Mike.
I think cost and time, because time was money. In the, when we kind of thought we were going to go the Epicor direction, they, all the implementation time was estimated and open-ended. They couldn't guarantee that any of it would be done in the estimated time frames. And when you started adding it up, it was just going to get incredibly expensive with no cap. So the owner kind of backed away. And, you know, when we were kind of, you know, running into some issues with the current system, more so than we had had, we started talking. And we said, well, you know, OptiPro had said that the implementation costs would be pretty well nailed down on the front side of the agreement, and that really definitely helped get us headed in this direction.
Yep. I can add more to this. I mean, the fact that it was built around, you know, SAP Business One was a benefit, considering, you know, it's a well-known system. Basically, the choice of cloud or on-site is another, you know, reason why we kind of really looked at it quite heavily. And the product configurator was another benefit that we saw. The mobile applications were a benefit. And the manufacturing modules, you know, that all the additional modules that would have been added in for OptiPro were, you know, all these things benefit, you know, as far as the way we looked at it, as being a reason to go with OptiPro. You know, it's, you know, the emphasis on manufacturing is, you know, that's one of the key factors. So it benefits us, to, as a manufacturer, to have all those additional things that you know, can help out outside of a basic ERP system.